You might remember approximately about 10 years ago, the then MEP, Dana Rosemary Scanlon, raised at the European Parliament. My own colleague, Councillor Alice Bourne at the time in Donegal County Council, brought forward a motion requesting for the fluoride not to be put in the water. Now, it got raised quite a bit nationally. And basically what happened then was the response that came back was more or less that the World Health Organization had no problems with it. But to me, we never ever had 100% clearance that it wasn't doing harm. And I think the big issue, it's not just all the lobbying that's going on at the moment, but the fact that we are one of the few places left in the world that actually puts in fluoride in the water, I think people are rightly concerned. And I think just because we've done it last year and the year before doesn't mean to say that we should just continue to put in chemicals into the water and when our neighbours across the border in Northern Ireland don't do it. So I have asked now your peoples to write to the HSE and ask them to give us, as county councillors and public representatives, a response and to deal with a lot of this research and either to support it or to dismiss it.
And one of the fears is, of course, that the arguments in favour of fluoridation and the basis of fluoridation is based on policy which itself is based on research which could by now be very much out of date.
Absolutely. This is an age-old argument that's gone on, and there's been quite a bit of research carried out by different faculties throughout the world. And to me, the fact that an awful lot of countries are not putting fluoride in the water, it does beg the question, are we doing the right thing? And just because we've done it in the past, and parents and young children and that are very concerned. And I think the issue as well, too, that a lot of these water and sewage services now are going to be handed over to this body, this Irish water, which I'm very concerned about. It's going to be centralised, and all you're going to get is sort of spokespeople and spin doctors and people to get, and you'll never get a straight answer to a question. It'll be a bit like the HSE at the moment. So I would like to get this stuff sorted out once and for all before the new Irish water takes over, and we'll none of us will have any say in it.